This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. It was announced Friday night that the U.S. is sending military forces and air defense equipment to Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. This, again, in response to last week's attacks on Saudi Arabian oil facilities. The U.S. blames Iran for the attacks, and Tehran denies any involvement domestically. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi criticized President Trump's plan, saying that it is an outrageous attempt by the Trump administration to circumvent the bipartisan bicameral will of Congress. Fresh off a worldwide climate strike that took hundreds of thousands of young people out of classrooms and into the streets, youth leaders have gathered at the United Nations to demand radical action to fight climate change. The movement's most prominent figure is 16-year-old Swedish activist Greta Thunberg. She told UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres the youth are united and unstoppable. The Secretary General relished his new role as a listener.
I have granddaughters. I want my granddaughters to live in a livable planet. My generation has a huge responsibility. It is your generation that must make us be accountable to make sure that we don't betray the future of humankind.
Guterres also credited young people with changing from a pessimist to an optimist in the fight against global warming. The streets of Cairo were jammed Saturday as police checkpoints went up across the city. Hundreds of armed soldiers and police officers in riot gear patrolled Tahrir Square, one of the locations where protests broke out on Friday night and the epicenter of previous demonstrations that led to the fall of former presidents Hosni Mubarak and Mohamed Morsi. Pro-government news outlets blamed the demonstrations on terrorists. This is VOA.